You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Protesters are planning to burn American flags in a Brooklyn park tonight. State Senator Marty Golden says he doesn't think there's much support for the event.
People in my community are outraged. This is just plain wrong.
A Christian fish symbol on a memorial in Missouri is causing controversy. The symbol on a Desert Storm memorial outside the Boone County Courthouse was covered up earlier this year after complaints it was unconstitutional. More than two dozen residents went before the county commission last night saying that decision should be reversed. The body of escape killer Richard Matt is still unclaimed. CBS News reports that authorities have tried to contact Matt's estranged son, Nick Harris, but they haven't had a response. Greece is a nation in default today. It's the first advanced country to ever be in arrears to the IMF after missing a €1.5 billion loan repayment. European finance ministers are meeting today to discuss a new Greek bid for a bailout agreement. The renewed hopes of a Greek bailout is one of a couple of reasons why stocks are higher at the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all ahead in early trading. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court says the Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol must be removed because it indirectly benefits the Jewish and Christian faiths in violation of the Constitution of the Sooner State. USA's John Clemens explains.
The court declared that the Oklahoma Constitution bans using public property to benefit a religion, and according to the court, the Ten Commandments are obviously religious in nature. I spoke to Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who says his office filed an immediate 20-day stay of the court's order.
There's no efforts being taken now to remove the monuments to the Capitol grounds, and that will stay that way until there's a disposition of our petition for rehearing.
Attorney General Scott Pruitt argued that the monument is nearly identical to a Texas monument that was found constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm John Clemens.
Reports are coming in that ISIS has executed one of its own top officials in Iraq after rumors circulated that he was planning a coup. Local reports say the top ISIS commander in Mosul is believed to have been killed sometime last week. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Senator John McCain is speaking his mind about some recent decisions made by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It may have legitimized constitutionally Obamacare, but the costs of health care in America are still skyrocketing.
He said the decision to preserve Obamacare was an unfortunate one while visiting Robertson Fuel Systems in Tempe, Arizona yesterday. McCain also spoke about same-sex marriage, saying he would work to preserve the religious liberties of all citizens, but still believes marriage is between a man and a woman.
I understand that the Supreme Court has now made it part of the Constitution, and I will bend my efforts to preserve the religious liberties of all of our citizens.
A Utah man may face criminal charges after admitting he made up false reports about being the victim of gay hate crimes. Rick Jones' attorney, Brett Tolman, says the false reports were really a cry for help.
He's acknowledged that he was responsible for them, which is why we've asked for the termination of the investigation, which is why he's also wanted to quickly return money that has been raised on his behalf.
Rick Jones originally told authorities his home had been tagged with anti-gay graffiti. He now admits it was all just a fabrication. President Obama doesn't think the Greek debt crisis will have a big impact on the U.S.
It is an issue of substantial concern. It is an issue primarily of concern to Europe.
Obama said Greece should continue negotiating with European partners to find a path forward. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 79 degrees. And what is expected for today is some scattered afternoon thunder showers, mainly after 5 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 85. And the chance of precipitation is at 30%. And tonight, some isolated showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low of 63. Thursday, there is a slight chance of shower and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. And Thursday night, a slight chance of showers again. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 77. Slight chance of showers in the evening, however, Independence Day, July 4th. On Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 80. There is a slight chance of showers, but very, very slight. And then Sunday, partly mostly sunny on Sunday. Sorry, I was reading Saturday night with a high near 84. And if anyone has off Monday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 83. It is absolutely perfect going to the New Jersey shore weather and having 4th of July. Again, it is currently 79 degrees and it is 12:10.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. And being the 4th of July is literally around the corner this Saturday. It is the day that we celebrate our independence, and we are celebrating our independence from the tyranny of King George of England and of England in general. Sadly to say, many people, unfortunately, are cloudy on what 4th of July is. We celebrate 4th of July. We may even call it Independence Day, but a lot of people do know, and there are some that don't know. We were a colony of England. And on July 4th, 1776, we signed a declaration stating that we are now independent from the rule of England, which caused the Revolutionary War, which did not end on July 4th, 1776. It began on July 4th, 1776. And the war lasted for quite a number of years before we won at the Battle of York in Yorktown in Virginia. And there was a reason that we declared independence. And you're saying, well, you know, you're a counselor. What are you talking about? Why in the world are you talking about the Declaration of Independence? Just because it's July 4th, you know, coming around the corner, what, because you wanted to teach a little history? Well, a little bit of that. But mostly, why independence is important to us as a nation, and the effects that actually independence, the roles that they play in our personal lives, in therapy. So, the Declaration of Independence is a little bit of a challenge to read nowadays because it's not written in modern English. And for some people that makes it a little difficult. But one of the things that the Declaration of Independence does, not only does it talk about our rights, it talks about equality, it talks about self-evident truths. It talks about a decent respect for mankind, and it talks about the nature of law and the natures of God. So, you know, there's a whole lot of talk about the separation of church and state. I believe what our founders meant was not that you can't say the word God or have any kind of religious symbol connected with anything. Like, there's this big thing going on right now in Oklahoma about the Ten Commandments. I don't think it has anything to do with that. What it really has to do is that the state cannot tell religion how to practice their religion. And the religion really is not about telling the state how to practice governance, though the two can be intertwined. Religious law says thou shalt not murder, and we pretty much have a law that says thou shalt not murder. There's consequences to murder. There's consequences to stealing, and that's a law that we have, that it's not okay to steal in this country. It's not okay to provide a false witness, to be a false witness. Well, that's one of the Ten Commandments. So, It's interesting that the, you know, and this is the thing, we are a our laws are based in Judeo-Christian principles. And the thing is that just because you say, I'm going to be a little political, I don't want to hear anything about that, doesn't make it okay to go and break the law. I have to actually take a small break, and it's actually very small today, and I'm going to be back and talk a little bit more about our Declaration of Independence, some of the things that are in there, and also about personal independence, what that means. So I'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. Excuse me, I am Ruth Altamirabal, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about Independence, and 4th of July, Independence Day, is this Saturday, and I wanted to talk a little bit about our Declaration of Independence, but also talk about the importance of independence in our own lives, personally, in our own lives. So, one of the things that comes up in our Declaration is self-evident truths. And unalienable rights. And these things are really based partially on logic, that every human being has the right to be an enlightened human being, that we are not to be restricted by an era or a nation in terms of how we believe and what we believe, and that those rights are something that American politics hopefully enforces. I've talked about this quite a bit, just with cognitive behavioral therapy, that one of the things where as human beings we kind of stumble is a belief system is that everything has to be fair, easy, and have guarantees. And the reality is that life is not fair. Though we may want equality, all in all, not everything is equal. So to say that someone who is 17 just got a job at a restaurant as a bus boy, versus the head of a teaching hospital that's teaching surgery and is an extremely well-renowned doctor, that they should get equal pay. It's, you know, I think we recognize self-evident. It's a self-evident truth that we do hope that people get paid for their knowledge and their experience and their education and their expertise And so, no, it's not equal. At the same time, if a woman has the same job as a man, the pay and the same experience and the same education, and yeah, she should have the same opportunities and be paid equally for her knowledge and her responsibility and her talents, like her partner in crime, as I'll say, the person that's working next to her that's a man. So that is sort of that's logical. That's logical. That's pretty self-evident, we'll say. Common sense, we'll say. So that one of the things that our Declaration of Independence talks about is, you know, it's important to recognize that logic has a self-evident or an evident conclusion for human beings. So it makes sense. And that there are some truths that make sense. They're logical. And it also talks about that we have rights. And that these rights are based on the fact that we are human beings. It does say that these rights are given to us by our Creator. And I think that's really important to recognize that these rights are not man-made rights. They are universal rights, or for some people may say God-given rights. Well, we talk about those sometimes. I have the right for life. I have the right of liberty. And I have the right to pursue happiness. I may not get happiness, but I sure have the right to pursue it. Which is why something like murder, if somebody else is taking away my life, they don't have that right to do that. I have the right to pursue my own life. And liberty is a very interesting thing. Liberty, the freedom to make choices. And freedom is not necessarily something that is free. It doesn't mean that I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want, because I have the freedom to do so. Freedom means that I have the right to make the choices for myself in my life that is going to produce the best health, the best happiness, most security. I have the right, okay, to make choices for my own life as long as they don't have really bad consequences for other people. So we talk about people who say, well, you know, I'm using drugs, I'm drinking, I'm not hurting anybody else but myself. Well, that's really not true. You actually are. You're hurting friends, you're hurting family members, you're hurting society, you're costing society and tax dollars with all the treatment and medical issues or car accidents or criminal things, possibly having to go to jail, breaking your mother's heart, hurting your father. Same thing if you're a parent, the stress you put your children under. We don't think that we're hurting anybody but ourselves, but we are. And so making choices towards happiness, to pursue happiness, that we have the right for liberty, means that we have to make some choices that are self-evident. Like, wow, I didn't realize, you know, my goal isn't to hurt anyone in this situation. I need to work at making some healthy choices in my life. So we have that right to do that. One of the things that our government does is its job is to secure that we have those rights in place to make decisions for ourselves. Well thought out decisions. the right to own a home, the right to pursue a career, the right to go to school and have education, the right to have good health, the right to establish relationships with people that are healthy, the right to get paid for the work you're doing. These are all very important rights. And they're inherent rights. They're the rights of nature, which government's job is to legitimize. You know, we just had this huge vote on gay marriage. Is that a right? Well, you know, the heterosexual community has the right to pursue happiness. It is their right to do that. Does that mean that everyone is going to agree? No, it doesn't mean that. There's that, you know, we talk about fair. I don't know. Is it fair? It's just that one of the things is that because we are a freedom-based society, it gives everyone the opportunity to disagree and to have the right to live their lives in the way that works for them. So maybe someone doesn't agree with gay marriage. However, is it my right to force my opinion on you? Well, no, not really. You have the right, and also not to force your opinion on me. It's agreeing that we are going to disagree, and rather saying, well, you're a bad person because you don't believe like I believe, that's judgmental. And that part, okay, I believe, is an issue. In terms of equality, that's something that is in our Declaration of Independence, that America has the ability to govern itself in what we believe as a country, because we are the country that is run by the people, not by the government. We vote our representatives. So I'm going to vote for somebody who represents my opinion. Vote them into the government. And our government's job is about seeing to our rights and our liberties. Would we like equality for all men? Well, we would. Equality, again, is a little bit different than fairness. Equality doesn't mean that everyone has the same kinds of strengths. We are all different. And that's an important thing to remember, that we really are all different. And it doesn't matter in terms of heredity, religion, class, race, wealth. We are all in different little categories like that. And we are all human beings. And that diversity of all being human beings is important to recognize, that we all also have the same opportunity. We may not end up with the same conclusion. We may not end up with the same living conditions or employment conditions, but we all have the same opportunity. And with equality, it also means that no one is born to rule. No one is born to rule in this country. We don't have a king. We don't have an emperor. We have a president. We have the right to, which is in our declaration, we have the right for revolution. Believe it or not, it is in the declaration. It is an important right for self-government. And you know what? Every 4 years we have a revolution in this country, believe it or not, and it's called election. So every 4 years, or every 2 years, you can even say, we go out and we vote. And it is our duty, we the people, to go out and alter our government. If we don't like what's going on, we get the right to democratically vote for a new government. It is a silent and civilized way of revolution. It's not that we become an angry mob and we go and destroy the government. We have the right to alter it through election, thereby pursuing happiness, liberty, and life. Well, I need to take a little news break, and I will be back to talk a little bit more about independence and celebrate independence from British tyranny back in 1776.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The United States and Cuba have agreed to open embassies later this month in their capital cities, a major step in restoring ties after more than 50 years of hostilities. President Obama just held a press conference about it.
This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas.
He also says he wants Congress to lift the travel embargo on Cuba. Greece now appears to be giving in to demands from its creditors. It's offering concessions in a desperate attempt to get more aid just hours after its bailout program expired. Meanwhile, there has been chaos outside banks as Greeks try to get their pensions.
Many of these pensioners lined up from 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, waiting for the banks to open.
That was AP correspondent Elena Becatoros. And stocks have opened higher following gains in Europe amid hopes that Greece can find a way to remain in the Eurozone. The Dow gained more than 150 points in early trading. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? With Federal Student Loan Services, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast, no matter how much you owe. Call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm talking about independence and the Declaration of Independence and being responsible, actually, even for your own life as an individual. Talked about truths that are self-evident, which means things that are logical. They come to an evident conclusion of what creates an enlightened human understanding of human life. And those rights, the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you know, the thing that's interesting, the pursuit of happiness doesn't mean I can, it's not about really chasing happiness. Though we do that as human beings. And, you know, I want to do things where I find comfort and joy and pleasure. And so that's part of it. But I think the other part of it is that human beings have the right to live their lives to their full potential. So that goes from thriving to surviving. I mean, from surviving to thriving. We are flourishing as human beings. In all of the time of history, of humanity, never, ever, ever, even at the peak of the Roman Empire or the peak of some of the other very advanced civilizations, has humanity reached the level that we currently have? And I think a lot of that has to do with our pursuit of happiness, our ability to give the freedom for people to flourish as human beings and make healthy and innovative choices and discoveries. It's amazing. Sometimes I'll say to my husband, I wonder what would have happened if Frome had discovered and had been able to, harness the use of electricity the way we have. I wonder what would have happened. And the thing that I think is really, really important to know is that this independence that we have, this right to pursue happiness, this potential for human flourishing, is fragile. It actually is fragile. It's very easy to let go of our personal responsibilities because it's a lot of work. Because I'm tired of the pursuit. I want to give up. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling burdened. As a matter of fact, I may even allow my government to make choices for me. These are my personal opinions. I believe that we need entitlement programs. Absolutely. We need welfare. We need Social Security, disability. We need food stamps. We need some government support. We need these things for people who truly need them, or need them very temporarily to get back on their feet. However, and I have worked with clients who have made it their lifestyle to depend on government for their income rather than work. And they become very angry because the government limits how they spend their money. For my mother, I am what is now called the representative payee. I'm the one that collects her Social Security, and I have to report to the government how she spends her money every year. How much on rent, how much on food. They want to know. They want an accounting. So if I say, well, yeah, you know what, we took your Social Security money and we went and bought a yacht with it, they might want their money back. So I'm restricted. My mother is restricted on what she can do with the money that she gets from the government, which is one of the things that I'm finding a lot of my clients who do have money from the government, they are told how to spend their money. I don't see this personally as liberty. So whenever the government begins to control what we do with our money and our time, and that's a little infringement, my opinion. You may not all agree with me. I'm not saying abolish these programs. However, you have to be careful not to abuse them. And the thing that's really interesting, that I find is really interesting, there's actually 27 charges against King George III, which is part of why we declared independence from Britain, that culminated in absolute tyranny. In other words, restricting the natural rights of the people. 27 were listed. That's pretty impressive. So that tyranny, meaning the government is telling us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, well, we as a people have the right to revolt again. Now, I'm not calling for a revolution. I do definitely suggest people go and vote. Whatever your party is, you have the right to vote. We have the right to change our government every 2 to 4 years. That's just a right that we have. It's part of how our government's set up. So I always encourage people to vote. Well, the King of England, he decided he didn't want to know about what we chose for laws for here in our own colonies. He didn't care what we considered was in our good, in our what was best for us. He forbid governors to pass laws that were important to each one of the colonies. And he neglected to attend to any laws. It was what he wanted when he wanted it. He wanted to relinquish the right of representation. In other words, we could not, as colonies, have representatives for our viewpoints, our laws, our commerce. When he did allow for legislation to come together, a legislative body, he would put it in unusual, uncomfortable, and distant places, making it very difficult and fatiguing to comply with showing up for the meeting. Remember, we did not have trains, planes, buses, and cars. He would dissolve representation whenever he felt like it, and invaded on the rights of people. He did not want to see people being elected. He wanted to pick who he wanted to pick. He refused to allow for the establishment of judiciary powers. In other words, we have it set up in our country where we have a judge and a jury. He wanted to make all of the decisions. And when there were judges, he made those judges dependent on his will alone. Because if they didn't do what he wanted, they were out. They lost their job. They lost their salary. The other thing that he did is he created new offices, in other words, new departments, and sent them into the country, the officers into this country, to harass us, the colonists. He housed soldiers in our own homes without consent. He created the military, created a military state where the military, I'm going through, I'm looking at all of the things that are the 27 items, where the military had superior power to civil power. In other words, it was a military state. And he allowed troops to live in our homes. He created mock trials. He cut off our trade. He imposed taxes on us without our consent. Provided us from trial by jury. He transported us, the people, the colonists, overseas for trial. In other words, if I broke the law here in the colonies, I had to go to England to sit trial. He took away our charters, abolished some of our laws, altering our ability to form our own government, suspended our legislatures, made things so difficult that we got exhausted by trying to figure things out. He plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns. Waged war against us. Transported large armies here. Mercenaries. He constrained our fellow citizens. Took captives of colonists on high seas and forced them to bear arms against their own families, countries, colonies. And impressed us in every way he could. And so we said, you know what? We have the right to not do this. We have the right to stand up for ourselves and say no more. Well, I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Oh, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. And I'm talking about independence and the Declaration of Independence. You can go online. You can find the original written in the older English. You can also find some, I'm going to say, translations into a little bit more modern English. But the reality of it is, even, I'm going to say, as a coming from the viewpoint of a therapist, each one of us, each individual, has the right to do the best he or she can to achieve fulfillment as a human being. And I find oftentimes that I have clients who have, because of their childhoods, their circumstances, their belief systems, have put themselves and their lives in these little boxes and are not living, the word genuine comes to mind, but consistent with who they are and what they want. That they have given up their life to what other people think they should do or should be. And it causes a lot of internal distress. Internal distress. I have the right to govern myself. That means I have the right to make choices. It means I have the right to be responsible for how I feel. I have the right to my opinion. I talk about, you can't make me. You know, I say, you made me so angry. Well, I have a right to my anger, and I have a right to my belief system. And because I might be angry based on my belief systems that I believe are right for me, you're not making me angry. I'm creating my own anger based in my own thoughts, my own belief systems. And I have the right to govern my own behavior. You made me hit you. Nobody makes me hit anybody. I'm in control of myself. You made me throw that at you. You made me slam the door. You made me drink. You made me use drugs. You made me steal. You made me, you made me, you made me. That is not freedom or independence. Freedom is I have the right to make my own choices, and I have to be responsible for the outcome, the conclusion, the consequence. So if I choose to hit someone, the consequence may be arrest for assault, for battery. If I steal something, I may have an arrest. If I drive too fast, I may get a ticket for breaking the law, going over the speed limit. I have choices in my life. Things that I say in my marriage. Am I saying things that are nurturing, building up my marriage, or am I saying things that are tearing down my marriage? In my self-esteem, am I saying positive things to myself or negative? I have the right to make those choices. Now, we may be well practiced in negative self-statements and negative belief systems. They're just habits that we can change, and we have the right to change that. Our brain is pretty complicated and complex, and it gives us the right in terms of deciding how we think about things. The color of our skin doesn't make any difference. It doesn't affect our brain. That's the bottom line. It's the way we think. That is what is going on. The way I think about someone. If I recognize that there's some prejudice that I might be struggling with, I either make the choice to stick with it, or I make the choice of letting it go. Hopefully, we all make the choice of letting it go. One of the things that's really important to recognize is human beings, where we connect. We don't necessarily all connect because we think the same way or have the same belief system. We connect that I understand what pain is. I have had pain. You are in pain. I understand that. I can connect with that. I know what it means to have sadness. I see you're sad. I know what it means to be angry. I see you're angry. It is in that development of empathy. And I am responsible for my feelings, and I am responsible for how I handle my feelings. When I say that you made me, I am making you in charge of my behavior. I am not being independent. I am being dependent, and I am blaming you for how I behave. So if I just beat up my wife, and I say, well, wife, you made me because you burned dinner. No. You've just given up your freedom, blaming your wife. So part of independence is being able to take responsibility. I have to be responsible for myself and make those choices that create for me my life, and my liberty, and my happiness. and be responsible for that. And that is how we grow as human beings, to reach that place where we recognize that we are fully functioning and flourishing. It's not about pleasure seeking. It's actually about responsibility taking. And oftentimes, I have experienced people who don't like the idea of responsibility. I don't want to be responsible because that means the buck stops with me. I'm the one that has to be accountable. Well, yeah, I am. I am accountable. I am responsible for. I need to look at my part and take responsibility for. Are there times that things happen that maybe I'm not responsible for? And yeah, sometimes, you know, I'm not responsible for what happens in a storm and, you know, or a car accident. There are things that sometimes we are not really responsible for. And we have also a responsibility to say, how do I repair it? How do I forgive? How do I let go? How do I move on? How do I, again, get to that point where I am flourishing? What are the steps that I'm taking? How am I doing it? Where am I going? And what am I doing in the now to achieve that? So this is a self-evident truth. I am responsible for myself as a human being. The choices I make, the directions I go in, the words I choose, the actions I take, the way I handle my feelings. These are my rights. I have the right to my opinion. Might not be your opinion, and that's okay. You have the right to yours, and it's agreeing to disagree. And I say this, it's about taking offense. I'm offended when so-and-so does such-and-such. I've decided to take offense. I've decided to be offended. Or I can decide not to be offended. It's my decision. I have the freedom of choice. I have the right of choice and the ability of choice. From how I handle things to going to the voter's box, making my choice for who is going to best represent my opinions in government. We are a representative republic. Republic means we are run by laws. We are governed by laws. We are represented, and we have a democratic process to choose the representers of our opinion. That's our democracy. We're not a full democracy. A full democracy means, well, if there's 100 people in this country and 58 say let's speed at 95 miles an hour and 42 say let's do 55 miles, the one that says the majority always wins. And we don't do that in this country. We pick representatives that are going to administer the laws and also choose the laws. And we're governed by laws. It's not how many choose what for however. Anyway, I am at the end of my program, and 4th of July is just around the corner. Independence Day, independence from the tyranny of Great Britain when we had King George III, who was a tyrant, with the acknowledgement that we can have life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We can set up our own government that represents us. We have the right to change that government through the process of voting. We have the right to change our own laws if they work or don't work. We have the right to make the choices of how we live our own lives. and it is really a gift. With the country celebrating the 4th.